Hey, peace, man. We here, man. You know, I got to start off with some legendary shit, man. Peace to one of the greatest, man.
Come on, dog.
Peace to one of the greatest.
In a lonely place. Oh, yeah. How can you be so
great white man right there.
The Views on the 7 podcast.
You're still regretting the love you left behind. Oh, darling, I seen you go through the changes. Sitting alone each night. Are you expecting to find the love?
Oh. Wherever he at, man, they got a good one. My man's gone, man. I don't like to really do like the capping and shit. You know, niggas like to expose the DMs, man. But you know, Bobby had fallen under illness, man, and I almost had him. We almost had him, man.
A word,
yeah.
I know he be out here.
Illness, man. So it's like, fuck, man. You know, one of the things I like with our show, man, is I like to do this, you know, to reach out to motherfuckers, you know, I listen to and I, you know, I get down to. And we almost.
Yeah.
And he fell illness because he had a residency at the
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Yeah. See him on the billboard all the time.
But shout out to Bobby, man. If you're a fan of music, man, if you're a fan of music, you've heard his samples.
Why are you giggling down there?
It's not, you know, don't nobody use tank samples. You know, it's okay.
Why would you?
Don't nobody use tank.
Fucking residency at the Santa Fe.
That's
that shit off the bat. Hey,
that was a good white boy. That was a good white boy.
Damn, that didn't help.
Nah, but I'm just saying, not a lot of people knew he was. You know what I'm saying? When I first heard his music, I didn't think he was white because he had soul
like a brother. Yeah, he say that was the day. The first time he performed was the day. It turned him into a man because they didn't know he was white.
Yeah, because his music had soul. He had to.
But they did that by design, though.
Say song. We understand music.
That's even more impressive.
He got a bunch of. He got My Flame.
What is My Flame?
Yeah.
You really don't know music, bro.
I don't know too much about it.
Has anybody else heard of My Flame? It's not a song.
It's one right here. You know, this is one of his favorite artists, though, so he going to know a few tracks.
What are we talking?
That's cool.
You ain't never heard My Flame? You heard My Flame, my G.
Biggie Smalls.
Sky's the limit.
Nobody really don't listen to that.
You got to talk to niggas in samples.
Like, you got to talk to niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
have you heard Bobby? He didn't even let the song
That's a
play
fact.
Knew nobody would know.
You got to be like, yo, Shook
One. He didn't let the song play.
Okay, I got you. I talked to the niggas.
I got you.
He had a good song. And we appreciate your song. We appreciate your
he had a lot of samples out there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Light, the Common joint you just played.
The Light? Yeah.
Which I had no idea.
I knew that was...
The Biggie joint, everybody sampled, you know what I mean, the big one. What, I didn't even play that. Yeah, I didn't even play
that. I thought you was going to be typical.
It, man, I can't.
That's his favorite song,
That's my favorite song in the whole wide world, right, man.
It would have broke you down.
Yeah, so... Peace, y'all. Hey, no, before we even get into that, man, we got a special guest, man. I want to congratulate this brother because it's not too often that I post someone's music in my story and niggas be like, who was that? And I actually got you. Shout out to the homie B Bell. That's how I found out about the live. You did the live instrumentation of the peace joint.
Yeah, Peace and Love.
Peace and Love. And I shared it because I seen him post it. He was like, man, this shit right here, wavy. And everybody was like, man, who is that? I'm like, oh, okay. And shout out to Ashton. Bells. Me and Ashton been going back and forth for some fucking years.
Yeah, Ashton, he been telling me for a minute. He actually been telling me for a minute. He's like, you need to get on the Peace for the 7 podcast. He been telling me this for years.
Look, yeah, we've been going back and forth, man. Fuck that nigga, man. Go back and forth, man. He be
he's
like,
supposed to be
like a groundhog and shit, man. But man. And then I seen you on the tour, and I said, "Oh yeah."
He said the groundhog.
He be talking his shit, man. He be disappearing and shit.
Yeah, and if he come out, if he come out, it change how the season come.
Yeah,
when so, he pop outside, it change how everything.
But man, tell the people who you are, man.
I go by Kiari Stone. I'm an artist, producer, creator out here in Las Vegas from the north.
Which north? T-H-R-L.
With the F. But I've been doing music out here 10 plus years, really probably longer than that. And just been, you know, fan of the podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know, trying to stay in tune. I've been watching a podcast all day too, just trying to keep my media training together.
Don't get into no trouble, man.
Hey, niggas,
I'm good. Lately.
Yeah, I'm good now. Probably a couple years ago, I probably would have been. You know, but I'm good. Now.
Are you one of those? I mean, you one of those? So you will wipe your shit away if you blew up?
Oh yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. I'm chasing a bag. Mm. I'm not finna get canceled.
I heard that.
We ain't doing all that.
You keeping yours?
Fuck yeah. What?
We ain't doing all that.
Definitely wiping mine. I don't, because.
For sure.
Especially like on Twitter, because I've had Twitter for years and years. I don't know what 19-year-old me was saying. Like, what? No,
yep. Well, hey, y'all heard that voice. Y'all hear that voice. God damn, man. You know how it goes, man. We got wifey in the building.
Yeah.
Mach Easy.
Hey, peace. What happened to DJ Baby Chino?
Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that? Go ahead.
Hey, hold on.
Who is that?
Hey,
you know
I know who you're talking about, Baby Chino. He actually a producer now.
Nice.
He been producing, but yeah, he used to be.
He was so large out here at
Yeah,
one point.
He used to DJ. He was like a child DJ. He actually a producer now. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I
know him now. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I ain't want him to come up in conversation and me not to, you know what I'm saying?
Got you. Shout out to him.
Skinny.
Me neither.
That nigga act like he's just me. Like, that's crazy.
Baby Chino.
Shout out to Baby Chino.
Skinny. What's up, man?
What up, bro?
What's going on?
Niggas throwing events and shit, don't even tell us. You feel me? You see how he do? That's crazy, man. That's what's up,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I did like a little underground one. I didn't know what was going to happen with it.
I told this nigga, am I tripping?
Nah, man.
Bro. Yeah, I'm not posting none of them on the internet, but y'all know the next one, though.
We appreciate it. You know, us peasants down here, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know what was going to happen. I literally just let the artists do their thing, and then...
Yeah.
I didn't know... Listen, I don't even want to talk about how rough it was. It was rough.
It was rough?
Like it was a good time.
It was definitely a good time, but the liquor had everyone on 10. I broke up like 5 fights.
Oh shit. See, that's kind of hard, because you're the sober one, man.
He's serving that moonshine.
Ivan?
What's good?
I want to shout out to this brother, man. You know what I mean? Me and wifey, man, I got to kick it with moms this week, man. And it was dope, man. We brought in her 52nd, man. And to be able to do that with moms, I had mom's toe up. Moms was toe up. But there was a point when we was kicking it where I would like to call this brother a legend. Because he was on one of the greatest diss records of all time. And he was in the middle of the dance floor while his verse was being played, and no one knew who he was. It was heartbreaking.
What is it, Idi Amin?
I mean, it was close.
Damn near, yeah.
Man, one of the outlaws
was like
one of the outlaws.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the homie BG Knockout, man.
BG Knockout, man.
Oh, one of the greatest diss records in the world.
Easily.
In hip-hop.
Easily.
Then niggas ain't know who he was.
But did he ever have, like, a solo record?
They had the record with him and Gangsta Drace, though. They had that duo album. I've been
listening to Outlaw mixtapes. Like,
that's great. That's a beauty.
What did you do wrong?
Deep cut shit that you don't even, you know. Shit that ain't even made to Death Row and put it out.
I don't know if I would recognize BG.
Nobody would.
Word?
I don't think BG Knockout recognized himself.
Nah, come on. Come on, man. We ain't doing that, dog.
What?
He got all the stories.
What have he did outside of...
He ain't need to do nothing else.
Outside of wrote a great diss record, and then he got one with him and Drake.
That's lad number two.
Do you need to do any... That is a...
After Boosie, it's BG Knockout. If I need, listen, I need some media. I need some content. I know BG ain't doing nothing.
Come on, man.
Damn. It's top two.
But shout out to moms, man. That was cool, man. I gotta get into some shit now though. Something has been bothering me all week, and I couldn't wait to come to y'all about it because Ivan, you be slandering his brother all the time.
Okay.
Why Angela Bassett don't get the same smoke that Denzel does for playing the same exact character in every movie?
Because she don't.
What is she? A bitter?
She is Tina in every movie.
No, she's not.
Nah. What?
No, she.
What are we talking about?
She was Tina in What's Love Got to Do with It. She was Tina in Stella Got Her Groove. Stella Got Her Groove Back. She was Tina in Black Panther. Mama.
No, she wasn't.
She was Tina in Waiting Stella to Got Her Groove Back.
Yes, she was.
No,
Tina.
No, she was not.
She was Tina. She was an unbeaten Tina.
She wasn't Tina with Joe Jackson, was she?
Huh?
She was Tina with Joe Jackson too.
No.
Yes, she older Tina.
Come on.
Instead,
he was too old to beat her, so he cheated on her. She was still Tina.
Nah. No, she was not.
I disagree.
No, she's not.
Nah, I don't think Denzel played the same role either, though. I think it's the mark of a good actor. People like Denzel and Samuel Jackson, they got so much personality as a person, they can't help but to shine that into every character. Now that don't mean they play a bad character. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean he a bad character in his
that
movies. That just means
sense.
That his personality is shining through his acting.
I don't want no cake, Ike.
Nah, she don't do the same.
Nah, no, she do not at all. She
don't do the same. Nah, Denzel got a wide array
of characters that he's
son, you feel me? Now his personality is still Denzel, but at the same time,
in every single character. he has range as far as the roles he's played. He doesn't have range as far as his acting ability.
If it's broke, why fix it? I mean, if it's not broke, why fix it? You know what I'm saying? It's his personality.
I guess I understand that part of it, but. Can he carry a film still at this point?
Oh.
When is he not?
The Equalizer just come out.
When is he not? When is he ever done?
Equalizer 2 was terrible.
2 was kind of.
2 was okay.
I ain't see it.
I mean, I won't say it's terrible. It wasn't one.
Oh, okay.
Fences kind of, I mean.
I ain't watched that.
I know that little. I'm not even gonna lie. Little things or something. The little things or some shit like that. That
nobody saw that.
That shit was great.
I ain't gonna lie. I was asleep.
I didn't like it.
I slept.
We know. We all
well, let's scrap it out then.
We always
I went to bed on it. I went right to sleep on that shit.
I turned it on. I seen like a 5, 6,
Martin
7.
Martin Lawrence had a better transition than Denzel did.
What is going on?
What did Martin transition to? Actor?
He went from comedian to action star.
You funny.
Action star?
Come on, man. We ain't going to do that now.
Are we really?
Action. Come on, man. Martin was an action star for a minute.
When?
Really?
Denzel went from
Denzel to action star.
One movie.
In Bad Boys?
He was the fucking comedian in Bad Boys. What are we talking about?
No, we ain't going to do that. But he was running in Bad Boys.
He ran
the first
one. Oh, my.
He was running out of breath. He was running out of breath in, nah, come on, in Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys 2, he was solid. Bad Boys 3, okay.
Action, no.
Denzel?
Action.
By the time he got to 2, he was
still funny.
My nigga, we talking about the same Denzel?
He was Fat Martin, but he was running a little bit in Bad Boys 2.
No, he was not.
Bad Boys 2, he was running a little bit.
No.
Yes, he was.
I don't recall that.
He did not run
3,
at all.
He didn't.
Like no. I said. He
3 was 0.
He actually ran in 3.
Like
that. That's when Will got shot. They was racing.
He had to run.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't even remember that. Yeah. I was just like, hey, bro, just said, fuck it.
No.
This is his unsung right here.
He did not go to action star though.
Martin had Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys 2. He had national security.
Comedian.
He had
Big Mama.
Big Mama 1.
National security is a comedy, man.
Yeah, that's all comedy though.
That's a comedy, bro.
Blue Streak.
That's a comedy too.
Come on, man. He was rolling his shit in there. He was rolling, shooting guns and shit. That's an action film.
You're better off saying Black Knight.
Much better. I'm not doing that.
Black Knight.
That. Hell no. That's his.
That's about the most action. He
might as well count Big Mama House as an action movie too, because he had guns.
It is.
Oh my god.
He ain't never played.
So then the song, the movie with action. With fucking Chris Rock and Bad Company. He was an action star too.
Who? Death at a Funeral.
No, it was like Bad Company. It was him. His twin brother had supposedly had died.
That's Chris Rock though.
That was Chris Rock. So you saying he turned into an action star?
Nobody watched that.
Yeah, that
was a dope movie.
But Martin had a line of films. All I'm saying is Denzel decided to turn into an action. I'm not going to say star, but an action actor.
Denzel got a
washed. But elite drama. Denzel's elite.
But all
Training Day, you're not going to get action for Training Day.
That's not an action film. That's a drama. All thriller.
All of Denzel action joints is better than Martin's action joints.
You out your mother. What?
I bet money. Book of Eli was better than all that shit Martin did.
Book of Eli was solid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Y'all watch that?
I'm That's taking action. It. Equalizer is the only one that is fucking with a Martin action film.
Man on Fire?
You really serious about this?
Queasy?
Man on Fire? Yeah.
Two Guns?
What would Deja Vu
be? Two Guns and shooting guns and
what
shit.
What is Two Guns?
Exactly. It's with
Safe House?
It's one of the it's with Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark and Denzel.
I mean, if Shooting Guns is the criteria, Training Day could be considered an action.
That's a thriller. That is a thriller.
Training Day, Two Guns, Deja Vu.
You consider that an action movie?
Man on Fire.
Training Day is a fucking thriller.
Action movie.
That's a thriller, bro.
Ethan Hawke was doing this shit.
You seen him chase...
Nah, Training Day is an action movie.
You seen him chase Snoop in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
What is this? Jimmy Crack Corn.
It's a gun in every scene.
Come on, man.
It's a gun in every scene.
Yeah, when he's shooting that. Come on, Jake.
Every scene.
I'm surgical with this bitch, Jake. What are you talking about?
Now, like, John Q is like a thriller.
Hey, they trying to make this.
It's a drama. John Q's a drama.
They trying to make Puerto Rican and shit. Hey, puppy. Come here, puppy.
Oh, that's because what's his name was in
that little movie. With his little baby.
Come on, even man. She ain't even Mexican. She white Mexican. She don't know Spanish.
She one of them. She Latinx.
What is she though?
I hate that term.
I don't know exactly.
Puerto Rican.
I don't even think they like that.
Oh no, they be getting mad. So I just say Latin.
Yeah,
that's some shit white people made up. They lazy. They don't want to really figure out where you're from. You're Latinx.
It's a lot of Spanish speaking companies though. I mean countries. So it's hard. Like you know, if you get it wrong, they don't like that shit.
Just ask them where the fuck they from. It ain't that hard.
Argentina.
Hey baby, where you from?
Peru. You ever walked up to a blood and asked them where you from?
Nah, I don't do that type of shit. I don't do them type of shit. Where you from? Hey,
you taking chances, nigga. Hey, you taking chances.
No, really, where were you born?
That's crazy.
But man, shout out to her, man. I just, you know, I seen everybody online, man, being upset, and I'm like,
She didn't get it again. She was snubbed.
Got some rolls.
I wouldn't say snubbed, but
They was upset she didn't get it for Black Panther.
She's like who people think Nas is. Like when Nas got his Grammy, niggas thought that you know they was just like handing it to him. She's getting there to where she just you know it's a sympathy one. So she gonna play some trash and they gonna give her one.
Susan Lucci.
Did Leonardo DiCaprio? Did he ever get one? Did he ever get?
He went for the Departed Bear, right?
I thought he got Wall Street.
I thought
he.
Because I remember for years they were like.
Didn't nobody win one for that Tarantino one? The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Mike.
Oh, no, nah, my bad.
He said Brad Pitt got it.
Oh, okay.
And shout out to Tarantino, man. He got another one coming. I can't wait.
Vinci Hate. That's his favorite person.
He's trash. He's so fucking trash.
Because if he's saying, he say nigga.
But he likes to write Tarantino. It a lot.
Characters in the movie.
He says it too.
With the hard
he did,
ER.
He did
every,
say it in the
every movie.
Movie
that he's
but
in,
the, man,
the nigga word is out, he's saying it. He said it in Pulp Fiction.
Sometimes you just talented, though. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
nah,
you get like.
Nah.
Okay.
Sometimes you just talented, and I got to give you. It ain't no pass, but I got to. I like the art. But I ain't worried about it.
That's a pass.
You okay, know so what I'm none of his movies are present day, though. They always from back
exactly.
in the day, so
you,
he's giving context. I don't see no difference between him and what's my guy?
Killer?
What's my guy that be doing all the mafia movies?
Natural Born Killer,
Scorsese.
He do the same shit, but it's be movie, fucking movie. Yeah.
Natural Born Killers and
you fucking with the blacks.
Kill Bill with,
like, I get it when we talk about that. Like I just don't like Quentin Tarantino.
All his movies are he's never made a present day film.
Yeah, I just feel like he like
Pulp Fiction wasn't in the present day at that time.
Pulp Fiction wasn't present day.
Natural Born Killers. At the time it was. At the time you
At the time it was present day.
But I feel like it's just like I feel like his style is just like a kind of like a an exaggeration of like different film styles. So you always gonna get like a Western.
So I want to
always
sure,
gonna get like a
I want to make sure my film.
You know
got
what
to
I'm saying?
And
you always gonna get like a blaxploitation film. Because I mean, if you pay attention to how he grew up, that's where he what he grew up in.
Yeah.
Watching Westerns, blaxploitation movies, and mafia films. That's what was going on in the time he was.
I watched blaxploitation movies. Yeah, I fucked that word up.
Yeah, blaxploitation.
Yeah, I fucked that word up. Yeah. I watched
Michael's
them,
fucking on them edges.
They don't say nigga as much as this dude.
Oh no, no, not nearly. Not,
yeah,
not,
like you know what I'm saying. Nearly, like,
but it's an exaggeration. You know, you get what I'm saying? In Westerns, they don't blow people's heads
I'm
up.
Say it 100
heads off as much as Quentin
Tarantino. No niggas was in Kill Bill. One or two.
That's it. That's the only one.
Top five. Nah, top 10. Top 10.
One
fight. Greatest fighting scene.
When it was her in the Crazy 88?
It's top 10.
Or are you talking about the opening scene?
From Uma and...
You talking about the opening scene at the beginning?
No, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her and Vivica.
Uma and Vivica. Yeah, before she went crazy with the knife.
And the kids came in and they was like hiding from it.
That's like top 10. Top 10 fighting scene.
No, when she was fighting the crazy.
The crazy 88.
Yeah, the crazy 88. That was crazy.
Up there with Craig and Debo.
That was crazy.
Definitely.
What you been watching?
Shit, The Last of Us. Ooh, I really
y'all ain't know that one.
Nah,
The Last of Us is crazy. I've been watching everything though. We go back and forth on the shows all day. I've been watching Snowfall.
My shit.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna do that.
This season,
I've been watching BMF. That's great, terrible television. Great, terrible. Yes, great, terrible. It's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like Power Volume.
Yeah,
30.
Like it's great, terrible, yeah. Like. It's not.
A guilty pleasure.
No awards. You know what I'm saying? This shit is entertaining.
Women
are Lamar running around with a shit bag. This shit is
every
entertaining.
Time it's a dick, every time it's a dick on TV, they go nuts.
But like, it wasn't his real dick, though.
I don't know. I don't know.
How do you know?
Because I see it on the timeline.
Nah, it wasn't. I mean,
they said it was like
a prosthetic.
Oh, okay. They put a dildo in there?
Prosthetic penis. They do it a lot.
Oh, okay.
The first person I seen do it was I was like, damn, this nigga really pull his dick out because
focused.
No, the way I
that ain't your real dick.
What the fuck is it? Is it Boogie Nights? Boogie Nights.
Oh,
Boogie Nights with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
Wahlberg was at his height, and I was like, I know this nigga did not just pull his dick out in this movie.
Yeah,
and it was a prosthetic. It was fake.
That was like one of the first times I saw a dick in a movie. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. I know they say Michael Fassbender did it in one of his films. I don't know which.
No, 50 was for real.
What?
I believe 50
what?
Was for
he
real.
Got the facts. That's crazy.
Wait, what?
50
is
actually
wrong?
Showed his dick.
Where?
In Power. You know who dick is who.
In right. Power.
That's his real dick. Look at the lines on it.
What is happening?
I mean, I didn't look and be like, damn, the homie just pulled out his
real
dick.
How do you know?
But
it
was like,
that's
how I know y'all wasn't. That's how I know y'all.
This is real dick or not.
I was watching Power during the height of it.
Right.
And he kind of was like, this is the episode where I'm kind of like showing my dick. Just like we all knew when Lala was having her sex scene. It's like the same shit. I wasn't like, hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
50 showing his dick.
That's crazy. I don't even remember 50 showing his dick.
But I know the majority of the time it's the prosthetic. It's a prosthetic. Just like when you see a sex scene and then you start wondering, like, are they really fucking? It's kind
of
like that.
Majority
of
the time, no.
No, they're not fucking on scene.
Yeah, no. What's the difference?
Because
you know they're not fucking on scene. They have a cock sock. You know, the
term. We don't know. We know you know the porn expert. Fluffers.
Excuse me, we ain't dick watching in my house.
I think I feel like Snowfall is
incredible.
Just another action TV show now.
Is that incredible?
It's not. It ain't. Nothing sticks out anymore. It's just the detail when John Singleton was alive was second to none, and I think that's what made it great.
I get that.
Now it's just an action flick.
I get
The Last of Us season one.
Might be some of the greatest TV ever.
Yeah. I'm putting it up there with the greats. Season one. I'm putting it up there with the greats.
Yeah.
It's already, it's already the greatest video adaptation ever.
Yeah.
What is video game?
I just finished watching
it.
It's
the first season, right?
Yes. It's like it's like that.
Yeah, the first season just wrapped up this week and I'll already go back. I'll already go back and binge it right now.
I'm trying so hard not to read on it.
Man, I'll already go back and binge it. It's to the point where I'm like, damn, I gotta get the game. Like I played the first game, but I'm like, man, I gotta get it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get back on it just because it's
It's elite when you're in your first season and you killing off major actors.
That one's crazy.
Like it's nothing. One episode in, bang, bang, it's over.
I got to check it out. And I just didn't pay no attention.
I heard somebody say it was kind of like a critique they had of it, is of like, they like every episode kind of feels like a video, like a different level in a video game, like a new boss to beat. But it only kind of made me like fuck with it more. It's kind of harder because that's how it is. Yeah. Really, they set it up like every episode they got to get through a different mission. Like that shit is really hard.
Yeah. I think
I'm gonna watch it.
I think what people are going to take from these episodes or from this TV show is the not so filler ones.
Oh yeah.
Like the episode 3. I don't want to give away for those who ain't watched it, but I think episode 3 with the couple.
Yeah.
Right.
That one was sad too.
That one was good.
It was really good.
It was a good TV.
It was, and I
written well, like.
Like I wasn't, because you know how they usually will just force a gay couple on you, and it's kind of like, just let me just put it in there and then get it over real quick. But this really felt like it was a true love story. Like that whole episode, I was sad at the end, but I don't want to spoil it.
It was a story regardless of they,
of their preference and everything. Yeah,
it's killing The Walking Dead.
I ain't really into The Walking Dead.
I used to like The Walking Dead.
I watched The Walking Dead too.
It was pretty good when it first started. Now when it got deeper into the seasons, it kind of was like it's a zombie shoot 'em. So,
but I'm putting it up there with The Sopranos, and I think The Sopranos is the greatest.
It's HBO though. You know what I'm saying? HBO.
That's true.
They got all the.
So while we
had The Wire too, didn't they?
They got Entourage. Yeah. Some of the, you know,
come
what
on
I'm saying?
With the Entourage.
Yeah,
you
know, you spoke on a lot. That's my shit.
I'm hearing Succession.
Oz
is up there.
Lovecraft
Succession.
Country.
Fuck no.
Y'all ain't like Lovecraft Country.
I gave up on Lovecraft Country.
Oh my god, that was a sense of imagination.
I really enjoyed it at the very beginning, and then like towards the end, I was like, okay, I can probably not finish this.
Watchmen.
I seen the blue dick and it was over.
That was like the last episode.
We seen the blue dick together.
No, we didn't.
Oh, wow.
What is happening with all the dicks?
Not like that. Come on.
We ain't seen the blue dick together?
Wow. Yeah, that's the last episode, though, bro. Title.
But we seen it together. Come on, man. Now y'all making me sound crazy.
That's just the last episode.
Skinny, when is dick blue?
Now y'all making me sound crazy.
I ain't seen none of that. I tried to do Watchmen. I feel like it's one of those shows I've tried so many times I just gave up on because I never get past the first episode. Like first two.
Watchmen?
Yeah. But I feel like if I get past it, you know what I'm saying? If I get past it, I'll be able to retain it. Yeah. But it's something about that first episode I just can't get through.
Yeah, you definitely gotta get past the first like one and two. But once that is dope.
That's the one with Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
wait, what?
So,
that's where it started.
The rest of the show don't. Ain't in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No.
Oh, see, I got to get past. I'm going to just skip to episode 2.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. You need to watch the first episode.
So why are we here? Are we wrong? Or do you think we've taken the gay agenda narrative too far? Is there really one?
I don't think there's a gay agenda.
I definitely think it's a gay agenda.
I feel like right now it's supposed to be more inclusive, like just to show different lifestyles that, you know, that are going on. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there can be an agenda. Like how? If you're gay, you're gay, regardless of what type of TV that you're watching. Like that's ridiculous. You know, people watch straight couples all the time, and if they're gay, they're still gonna be fucking on who they want to fuck on. So it doesn't, I don't think there's an agenda. I think it's more inclusion than anything.
Stone,
Yeah, remember what we were talking about with media training? I got money to get out here.
He stepped around that shit like a puddle. He stepped around that shit like a puddle.
Hey, that's nuts.
I plead the fizzle.
I don't really have an opinion
here,
on
but
that.
If he was here, he'd be sitting right here looking at me like, don't answer that question. But nah, honestly, to give you an honest answer though, I don't feel like, I kind of agree with her, like, different people had a different agenda, but like, I feel like we all got an agenda. I feel like everybody got an agenda. I feel like it's a straight agenda. Like, don't you want your kids to grow up and have kids and do what you did, yeah. And other people want their kids to do the same things they did. Like, everybody got an agenda. Now, if you get in a position of power to write your own story, say you work at HBO and you push media, you a writer over there, then you're going to push your agenda. But if that's not your reality, if your reality is you got a husband and you doing this, then that might be the agenda that you write. That might be the story that you write because somebody else not writing that story. You're going to get in a position to tell a black story 9 times out of 10.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Good fucking point.
Yeah.
Skinny?
Yeah.
I see you. I see the face.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely an agenda. There's certain situations. Like, I don't, like I said, when I watched the new interview with the vampire, the series, I wasn't mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad when it feels natural, but when it feels like forced, like when you watch a lot of shows, it's like we have to find a gay black, we have to make one of these people gay of the black men. Like, so that'd be irritating me sometimes. Like you have to. Like, one of the kids couldn't have just, all the kids just couldn't have been straight. Like, and it's gays everywhere. I'm cool with that. But it's like, sometimes it's like, it seems forced. The person don't even seem like, the acting don't even seem comfortable. I just want the acting to be comfortable with it too. And sometimes it don't feel like that. When I'm watching, it don't feel like that. Like, the shows that I've accepted, like, I'm like, okay, this is dope. Like, Interview with the Vampires, a few more. I was like, okay, yeah, like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
I always thought all vampires was gay.
Yeah, I was about to say the movie was a little gay.
Kinda.
The movie
they kind of had it when he said he's like you're beautiful in the movie, but yeah, they didn't expound on it.
I think that's always been part of the story. I think that's always been part of that Interview with a Vampire. There was always supposed to be like some type of like gay,
but they didn't go.
Shit.
They didn't go deep into it.
But they can't give head though.
Oh man, I ain't.
I don't know what a vampire can do.
It ain't from New Orleans, so you know what I'm saying. But
New Orleans, yeah.
I mean, but hey, they can. Yeah, man.
Why vampires can give head?
They got the fangs.
I thought it.
Oh yeah, canines. You already have canines.
They come out.
Yeah, when but they're not they long like that.
They only come out when they want to bite.
Oh,
why? Majority of vampire movies is the fangs is up until they get that rage
but if they see that like big vein right there, why wouldn't it come out?
This is a lot
wild
of big
times,
time.
Man. This is a lot of wild times, man.
I'm just saying, if it's a vein there, why wouldn't their teeth come out?
That's crazy.
That's a good supply of blood right there. All the blood is flowing right there.
Wild times.
Sorry, guys. I took it a little too far. God. My bad.
There's so much dick going on.
Damn, fam, that blood is flowing.
You seen the new
Big Bang?
You seen the new Snowfall? When Wanda was like, "It's rock everywhere."
I was worried about her for a minute.
Hey, no, Wanda finna be on that rock.
I'm worried about her right now to see if I need to be worried tonight. The streets is calling.
If he don't get back to Africa,
Wanda
hit
the rock tonight.
Yeah, he gotta get her out the PJ real quick.
I think I low key think Big Dion probably gonna give her a rock to get back at Leon for whooping his ass.
Or he gonna kill Leon or try
to.
That'll hurt him more.
Or Big D pops Leon. I can't even say a spoiler. I'm gonna put on my conspiracy hat. If, what's my man's name from the CIA?
Teddy.
If Teddy gets smoked, everybody's storylines go to shit. So I think he's the easiest way to end it all. If he gets smoked, Jerome and them don't have supply. A supply anymore.
Plug gone.
My man Franklin never gets his money. The rest is, that's the big. Oso.
So that's probably what's going to happen last year.
Oso can run.
Franklin going to jail.
I think Oso might be out of here.
Me too.
But I think Leon might be out of here too. Because I think they sent him on.
Like they call it.
I think that last episode was like their little send off to Leon.
It's not even like they trying
that's
to,
my conspiracy.
To be like Martin Luther King and shit. They like Malcolm. It's like they training us for that outcome.
Do you feel like he's believable as Malcolm?
No.
It feels very cringy. Like,
but it was the
70s,
though. It was the 70s.
Yeah, but so it don't feel 70s. It feels like...
It's like the 80s.
It's like 80s, early 90s.
No, 70s still. They still in the 70s.
No, it's 80s.
Snowfall?
It's late 70s.
Like, no, it's 80s.
It's 80s. No, it's like 84, it's 85.
80s, yeah. I think they might
so
be
So when it started, it was in the 70s.
No.
No, it was 81.
It started
81.
Like 80...
It was like 81.
It was early 80s. 82.
I thought it started like late 70s and then went to the 80s.
I thought it was early 70s.
The first episode to show you like 1982.
Yeah.
It'll show you. I think right now where it's at is like, what's crazy is just like that late 80s, early 90s period. Like, that's the same shit that BMF is on, the same shit that the Raising Kanan is on, same shit that Wu-Tang is on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All the shows is
in
pushing
the same
that
era.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. That shit, though. But Franklin going to jail, though.
Yeah, Franklin going to jail.
He got to go to jail.
Oh, it said 1983, early 80s. I didn't know. I've been following somebody on Twitter and shit, and he's been, like, posting pictures and shit. I didn't know Louis is based off a real person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think most
of them are based. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
but this lady is still alive, though.
Yeah.
And her husband was killed.
Yeah, he got killed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In the 80s.
Yeah, she take pictures like old auntie now.
That's what she is.
Why do all the aunties take pictures like that?
That shit crazy.
Hair be all way up here.
They back up.
Like, yeah,
I be protecting you from that
bit.
Light too, because your glasses get come all the way up and shit. Now you have to push them back.
Really? He want me to be old so bad.
No, but it's calling.
It's coming. All right.
The fact all that right. Homie talk about how people take their pictures is wild.
Thank you.
You got the wildest selfies.
I gave up a long time ago. I don't know nothing about nothing. And you ought to do it on your own if you're talking about you want a picture from me. Nope. I'm one shot poppy too. I'm not taking no retake.
I'm not the best iPhone photographer. Like, I'm not really, you know. I'll try it, but it's probably not going to be too good.
Mom, no phone.
Yeah, the homie got the craziest angles of his, he can't even get an angle for
his
himself.
Be way down here.
The unk photo,
and then it'd be like you chose that face too. Like,
the unk profile pic.
Yes, oh for god, real.
Yeah. Every time.
Sign up for this app.
Unk photo.
With his flip phone.
Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, I seen you do it. And we all familiar with music here. And I don't know if you did it, but I think you did it. Are y'all a fan of artists wiping out their entire like social media page, like Instagram specifically, when it feel like they have an album coming? Mm. And why is that, or why is that?
When they archive all their shit.
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not actually deleting. They're just archiving.
Yeah, it's just sometimes it's like, sometimes you just want to focus on one thing. Like, sometimes it's like you don't want to, you know what I'm saying, give too much. I feel like when I'm in a down season, like when I'm in a season where I'm just, okay, I'm chilling, I just released a project, okay, then I'm going to put everything back on my page. But if I'm focused on a project and I'm trying to focus on like a vision and like one, bring you into one environment, I'm going to make my whole page that one environment.
Mm, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So it's like,
yeah,
when you get on it, you're submerged in that environment. Now I know nowadays it's like niggas want to get on your page and just scroll through reels and just be able to, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's a whole nother thing that, like, but I try not to really like play into that and focus on that. I just try to, like, okay, if I'm working on this album, I'm trying to create this on this little world right here. And then when, okay, summer come, okay, we're going to put everything on my page. So any attraction it gets to it, now you know my history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But for right now, it's like, okay, I'm going to focus in on this one thing. But I could see how, like, with, like, from the other side, it kind of looked like, okay, why you take this post off?
Yeah.
I'm trying to show somebody, that, you know what I'm saying? You might have a snippet that sound fire that you trying to play for somebody else, and you like, man, this nigga took this shit off their page. You know? So I feel you.
I did the same thing when I was working on my comedy special. I didn't share anything that wasn't involving me specifically. And that's the first time I've ever done that. From the time I announced I was doing the show till I actually put the show out, I didn't share anything that didn't involve me specifically. Mm-hmm. So if it wasn't for the pod, if it wasn't for a show I was doing, and if it wasn't about homecoming, I just didn't post it. I didn't share it. I went through it. You know, people be like, hey, share this. Not right now.
Yeah.
So I feel what bro was talking about.
I could see how that would help with branding. Like, you know, if you do want to bring the focus in on that specific project, or like you said, on you specifically, and not because when you start sharing all kinds of other things, it kind of waters down.
Right.
What you're doing.
Stop paying
attention.
I'm the worst.
You know? I'm the worst with that though. Like, I'll go through seasons where I'm just like super supportive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And sharing everybody's shit and just like out of the blue, really just picking, oh, so and so dropped a project today. Let me go on his page and make sure I, you know,
share
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not even because I seen anything about it or anything. But then I get into times where, like you said, I'm like, nigga, I'm not. You niggas is not on my pick. Like,
yeah.
I'll go black. You know what I'm saying?
And that was
like,
my first,
really, like,
my first social media, like, me season.
Yeah, like, yeah. Sometimes you got to be like that. And sometimes it's like, you got to know the balance. Because sometimes it's like, okay, I'm trying to draw attention to what I got going on. And everybody knows, anybody on social media knows, the more you post on your story, the less views you're getting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once you start posting, once you start reposting, everybody is reposting it. And then somebody tag you, then you repost that. And all this shit, and then by the end, you getting, you know, a couple views a story. Because so it's like sometimes you're trying to draw that focus. You wanted your comedy special out. You wanted them to see that. You didn't want them to be worried about, you know what I'm saying, your cousin's birthday and this other, like, sometimes. And I'm just that type of person. I'm really that type of person. Anybody that know me got to understand that. Like, it might be your birthday, and I'm not finna tell you happy birthday on the story. I'm going to hit you with a text. You know what I'm saying? But it might have been somebody else's birthday, and I posted them because I wasn't in go mode at that time. I wasn't in season, but you know what I'm saying? That's just how it happened.
That's crazy. Yeah. So now, like, looking at certain artists, I think it makes sense depending on who it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, depending on who the artist is, depending on what's going on, then I think it's cool. If it's a bigger artist, sometimes when I see it from artists who I feel like ain't nobody paying attention to you anyway, it irritates me. But if it's like somebody like if I know you got your select fan base that really fuck with you and really is tuned in to you, then I think, it makes sense to let them know, like, hey, this is what I got coming up.
Yeah.
So pay attention to it. But when ain't nobody panicked, when you've been sharing memes all year and now today you want us to, like, nah, like, get back to the memes. That's why we here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, we're here for the memes.
We're here for the memes today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Quick to wipe a Twitter, though. I'm quick to, like,
how do you do that?
Gotta have your ways, you know what I'm saying? But it's easy. It's not no secret. You Google it, like, you know. But you gotta know which ones to use because you don't want to be giving any other third party sites your password.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's certain ways to do it though, but you can wipe your whole Twitter. I'm quick to. Oh, okay. I was like, I'm quick to go back and be like, shit, I was wild in 2018. That shit is gone. You know what I'm saying? I'll download, I'll save every picture I need to save, and I'll repost them using it as content for later. But that shit is gone.
I went through a serious woke stage. I might need to go back about 2014 and get some shit.
I might have just been saying some shit that looks stupid. And if you know what I'm saying, once that traction catch, somebody going to go back and see that stupid shit and be like, hey, bro, what was you?
This nigga was a dummy.
I don't even want to, like.
Yeah.
You ain't allowed no freedom to be human, though. Like, you can't grow up on social media. No. Like,
I grew up last week for, like, 5 minutes, man. Wifey post something, and I felt so bad, bro. I felt so bad. I'm like.
What about what?
Oh, shit.
Remember, you posted something on Views, and I hit you and was like, man, that wasn't cool.
Oh, my God.
I felt like, man, I was like, man, I felt so bad, bro.
It was a clip, that we. man, he was like, it was funny in the moment, but I'm like, what? I know this ain't Spence.
Oh, she grew up. I'm growing up,
man. Who is this? Are you for real?
I'm starting to think about what I say sometimes.
Ivan, what you think?
Ivan?
I don't be paying no attention.
To nobody pages?
Like celebrities. On Instagram, the only celebrity I follow is Carmelo Anthony.
I forgot you don't pay attention to celebrities. You just come in here and talk about them.
Yeah,
he could probably follow you back now.
But you know what? I'm kind of with Ivan, man. I'm not a big album rollout guy. I don't pay attention to none of that shit, to be completely honest with you. If you got me sold on your music, you already got me. You know what I mean? I really don't need no extras. I can understand why people do it. But I'm not one that take I'm really not into it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just kind of be like, why the fuck does he delete all this shit off his page? But I also get, you know, after listening and hearing y'all too, I can understand why people do it.
But who really does it besides, like, Beyonce? Like,
shit, everybody at this point.
Really?
Beyonce, Kendrick. Kendrick ain't on social media, I don't think.
I know a few artists. I think Jordan Lucas do it.
Who is listening to him?
Now, I do think it's stupid when you do get on somebody's page and there's no post. Like, they done wiped every post from their shit, and it's like...
And they only put it in the story.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little... But, like, I feel like, okay, if you're going to wipe your page and leave up, like, a couple posts so you can see a couple... You know what I'm saying? That's just...
And I also... You know? I've never had, like, a selfish season either. I try to do it, man, but that shit just ain't in me. I try.
What do you mean?
Like, I'll post some views shit and drown that shit out fast.
Oh, yeah. You will.
I ain't never really had a selfish season, so to speak.
I think because the way that you utilize your social media is mostly for, like, it's comedic relief. Like, it's not really, it doesn't really have much to do with your brand. Like, even though you do post things about views or whatever, but you like to have everything go through the views social media pages. Like when it comes to your personal pages, it's always something funny. Like it's usually this something that you find hilarious or music that you really love. So that is more of like a personal like outlet, I think, for you. It's not really for branding. Now you could absolutely use it differently because you do have a big following on there, but the way that you use it now is more of a personal type of thing.
You definitely gotta get selfish.
Yeah,
you definitely have to post more.
This is like the personal account versus the business account.
Yeah,
I just think from like from day one, I've always used this outlet in whatever resources. Oh shit!
Yeah, because that mic, so he can hear himself.
Oh, okay.
That mic in and out.
Because it's going in and out.
Whatever resources in the show and shit like that, I ain't never really been selfish with it. I kind of, you know what I'm saying? I've used it to, but then all of the, you know, on the shows that I listen to, it's dope because they kind of like do the same thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I ain't really be.
When it comes to their personal pages, they do the same thing?
I don't know what the fuck that.
Oh, go ahead.
No, say what you was going to say.
I think he's talking about the beer thing.
The beer. He chugged the whole beer.
The ginger beer.
Oh, that's crazy. He's going to go shoot a cow in a minute. but no, like, even just beer, it's not me to be that person. I get more out of, it's more fulfilling helping others. If it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can only do that for so long. Like, at some point, you have to start drilling down on your shit and have a selfish
place. Yeah, I don't even think it's about, like, helping others. Because, like, I share everybody's shit, too. I share everybody's shit. But, like, still on my page, I'm still showing you, like, what I'm doing, what's going on with me, like, what's going on with, you
good
know what
balance.
I'm saying? Like, yeah,
balance.
Like, you still got to, because other than that, like, if you go to Spence Page, like you said, you do the, you will share shit to your story. Of course, you're going to share the views, shit to your story, whatever the case may be. But then, like, your page is, your personal page, it's not really too much on your page. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a motherfucker going to your page to look for what the fuck Spence got going on, they wasting their time.
They're going to be lost, yeah.
They ain't going to know what the fuck you got going on by looking at your page. And your story, like you said, is going to be everywhere. you're gonna have views, but then a song might catch your attention. You might play, you might post a song. A chick might be, you know, one of the city girls might post a picture. You might post that.
Absolutely. He's,
like,
he's gonna never gonna miss a Carisha post, just so you know.
No, I skipped a few.
She's always gonna be on there. Carisha like, will always be
there. It's gonna
be
a few shit. It's gonna be like some of everything in your story. And like when we had like Thursdays, like you would say, I got to make Thursdays about, but then you something to pop up and you just get sidetracked sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So inside your story, I think sometimes you have to say, nah, man, today is for me.
I used to be able to, I used to be able to key on because I was, you know what I'm saying? You know, the job allowed me to be off on a Thursday so I could really key in on the show. Now I'm kind of working and I'm, you know, at the same time.
Different circumstances.
Again, I don't know. How do y'all have a selfish season or be selfish and be confident in it?
I mean, you just do it. Like, if I don't like something, or not even if I don't like something, but if it doesn't fit me right now, then I'll just stay away from it. Like, I'm just not going to. I'll be doing a, like, if I'm doing a show and I don't like the flyer, I'm gonna make my own flyer. I'm not even gonna post that one.
I've done it.
And that's not even like I'm trying to be funny or trying to be. I just didn't want that one on my page.
Because you're representative of you.
Yeah, I didn't want to see it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to, like, I'm just very intentional with everything that I want to, like, that I want to put out. Though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if it's a flyer I don't like and I'm not posting it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to make my own. I'm going to still promote the show. I'm going to still make sure that, you know what I'm saying, I'm bringing people out. But at the same time, I don't want, like, if it don't fit my brand at the time, if this season, the colors I'm going with is red and black, and your flyer is turquoise, I don't want it on my page. No. That's just how I think about shit. Like, that's just how I look at shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'll be focused on one goal. So it'd be like, okay, it might be your birthday. You know what I'm saying? It might be so-and-so shit. You might have just started your business and, hey, bro, can you share my, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, okay, I'm going to get around to sharing that. I'm a favorite and I'm going to make sure I support you. But, like, right now, that's not what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? It just is. It's just shit. But at the same time, I'm not going to hit you up when I drop a song and be like, hey, can you share this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And hey, can you, you know what I'm saying? I don't really, you know?
Yeah. Ivan, have you ever had a selfish season?
No, I don't really have, I don't got shit to promote.
What? Come on,
it's going to have fun. I mean, if we.
Ain't you in a kickball game?
Yeah, you've been kind of bubbling lately.
Yeah, you out here, brother.
You doing the 20 for 20. You out here. You a little podcast celebrity.
I be outside a lot.
You don't know, though.
Nigga, super social media.
Unless you see me, you don't know though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't promote nothing. I just be there.
Yeah,
I show up.
Headlining.
Yeah,
we just be there headlining.
That's nuts, ain't it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel that. That's hard though.
Yeah, certain hard. Shit. Like, you know, if we talk about the Ox Battle, you talk about the live shows. Yeah, other than that, nah. I mean,
it's hard. Sometimes you gotta live your real life. Like,
yeah, you know? I don't know. I
try. You're rock starring it.
Yeah, I'm trying not to let social media have such a big hold on my life.
We see you on social media every day.
A little bit. Not on Facebook.
Especially if it's titties involved.
I catch you somewhere. Now, whether it's Facebook,
I mean, who's
Instagram.
On Facebook a lot, though?
A lot of people are on Facebook a lot. It's a different audience. You may not be, but a lot of people are on Facebook often. People post 3, 4, 5 times a day on Facebook.
The problem I have is I can't focus on one social media. Like, there be times where I'm super on Twitter. I'm deep on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Every day. And then there be times where I'm like, I'm on Instagram and I'm promoting on Instagram. I'm putting my stuff on Instagram, but I'm forgetting to promote on Twitter. And then there be some times where I'll be like, okay, well, I need to figure out this TikTok thing. So I'm trying to figure out TikTok all day and I'm forgetting to post on Instagram or post on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Right. So sometimes it's just trying to find that balance of, like, you know, just promoting consistently, making sure that I'm put in the same content, you know, in the right places.
And you know what? It's funny too, because you can take the same content and post it on all of those different platforms and get different feedback. Like, yeah, it's,
absolutely.
You know, certain things work better on Instagram as opposed to TikTok and vice versa. Like, it's crazy. It could be the same exact clip and it'll blow up on one of them and not all.
Well, I mean, I've completely lost balance, shit, if you want to call it that. I used to be heavy on Twitter. And I used to call Twitter the dark side. And then I discovered Reddit.
Dark.
Reddit is hell. Yeah. Reddit is that shit. And the reason I like Reddit so much, because it ain't about no pictures. It ain't really about no super followers. It's about that nigga that, what are you saying? It's like Twitter in Facebook format. But no pictures, no none of that shit. Just straight dialogue.
Yeah, Reddit scared me.
Reddit scare you? Yeah. I can see why, but man, I fucking
like,
I love it. Bro.
Like, I use Reddit to like answer questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, what's going on with it? You know? But as far as like getting deep on Reddit and, you know what I'm saying, every the threads and the conversations and shit, that shit scare me.
It's the downvotes, because they have a downvote. So it's like a like button and an unlike button. But it's like, they call it up, it's downvote, right? And they was talking about, I seen a thread about Wayne's single, that trash ass single with DMX he put out, right?
Why do you do that?
Man, I don't know, man. Right, I said, Wayne got to stop rapping like he's in 2003.
He can.
I like that.
Yeah, that's his style.
I woke up and I had 1,500 downvotes. And I was like, God damn. Oh, these niggas is crazy.
They fried your ass.
Boy, it was tearing my ass up. But I feel for Wayne, man. I do.
What? What's wrong with him?
He sounds like someone who is still trying to uphold this title that the people have gave him without realizing that hip hop is passed him by.
What title?
I like Wayne. One of the GOATs. The
best rapper alive. That's the title he held at one point in time. You know?
That's what I thought he was talking about.
But it doesn't translate no more.
I like that song.
With DMX?
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad sometimes. Not feel bad, but like, I feel like Wayne, like, certain things that was out of his control stopped him from being,
The person. Drugs are definitely in control.
Nah, not even that. But I'm just saying, like,
his first hurdle was Birdman.
Yeah, you got to think about it. He's been signed since he was 11 years old.
Birdman
so it's
right.
It's things out, that's but. It's things that weren't in his control that kept him from being regarded as kept him from holding that title for a longer time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what was it? It was just the title situation, and then it was the album situation, and then once the album came out, niggas kind of like.
I like the Carter Five.
I like the Carter Five. I like the Carter Four.
I'm not even gonna go that far. But I like Carter Five for sure.
You have to really take into account.
I think Carter Four is decent,
and I think he's been doing cool on his features lately.
Have to really take into account how much being stagnant takes an effect on an artist. So if he's not constantly still making music, because remember he has stopped making music. Like, he stopped for a while didn't he stop? Because he couldn't put the albums out? He stopped.
And then he did the Free Weezy album.
He was still doing features.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing albums.
He didn't really do nothing until he did that Free Weezy album.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that little time that, you know, that was taken away from him, that does keep you in that same box that you were when you were the greatest rapper alive. Like, it makes a major impact on you because you're not still out there. You're not, the repetition is not still there. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, but they
called a window.
I've never been a Wayne.
All right, I'm gonna get fired for saying this, but I feel like Wayne is like D-Wade. Like, okay, he got his rings. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing. He went to Miami.
Knees gave out immediately.
You know what I'm saying? He gave us the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? He gave us
Drake.
You get what I'm saying? He gave us the GOAT. But you know what I'm saying? And he put up his, you know what I'm saying? He got a crazy ass stat line. If D Wade ain't no scrub.
No, absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, there's shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit, other aspects of it that strip him away from one of those titles as being, you know what I'm saying, putting him on that Kobe, you know what I'm saying, putting him on that Jay-Z. You get what I'm saying?
I think one could wonder where would Wayne be if Drake and Nicki hadn't come around, because it does take incredible balls to have two of the biggest superstars ever and take a back seat. Like, do y'all.
He also went to jail during that time, too.
He did. But me came out and put out championships, so that's not an excuse.
No, and I'm saying, like, he's in the background. He can't be in the forefront when you're in jail. That's what I'm saying.
But once they started to blow, he kind of like went back.
He went to jail at the wrong time. If he went to jail right now, he'd be super popular. You like the rappers that go to jail and get out now? That's the biggest thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he only did 9 months. He just didn't do enough time.
But yeah,
I think Gunna would disagree.
But like, you know, different circumstances. But I mean, I'm just saying at the time it was like Lil Wayne being in jail was like a big deal. Like nowadays, a rapper go to jail, it ain't really that big of a deal. You'd be like, that nigga ain't on the streets. Like, when they gonna leave him? Okay. You don't really be expecting it, you know what I'm saying, until it be a situation like the Thug situation where it's like, okay, he might not be here. But when niggas be going to jail for little shit, niggas don't even worry about it no more. But at the time when Lil Wayne went to jail, it was a big deal.
Yeah. Now, I've been listening to Lil Wayne since 96, right? So I don't know.
How? What was he doing in 96?
Hot Boys album.
That was 96?
1996. The very first Hot Boy.
Was he on the very first one?
Yes, he was. Don't argue with me, bro. You can't tell me what I was listening to in 1996, Kenny.
I was just there.
Tupac had just died.
Nigga, I was born there.
Lil Wayne dropped the project when Tupac died?
Listen, Lil Wayne been signed since he was 11. You just said that.
I can't argue with him.
We the same age.
He has.
So the album is called Get It How You Live. So
it came out in the 2000s.
Nah.
No, it probably came out early where you was at. We didn't get it.
Let's not get stuck on this.
Okay, go ahead.
So I always saw the potential in Lil Wayne, and I always felt like there wasn't nothing he could not do.
Big cap.
I call cap.
That's that LeBron James.
What you calling
James
cap for?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, that nigga said Lil Wayne wasn't that.
It wasn't until they signed Gilly.
Did he get there?
Yeah. It wasn't until they signed Gilly to where it
time
changed.
Out. Nah. Time out. Time out.
I'm with you.
Be with me, Skinny.
I was always Wayne over everybody.
Did he get there?
Hot Boy Wayne?
Did he get there?
Hot Boy Wayne. Hot Boy Wayne was good. I'm not saying that. Hot Boy Wayne was good, but he was not better than BG. He was not better than Juvenile, and he was not better than.
But you know who he was better? But you know who he was better than?
He got better than all them niggas.
He was better than Lil Bow Wow. He was better than Lil Bow Wow. And he was better than Lil Romeo.
He was better than who?
Listen, he was better than Lil Bow Wow. And he was better than Lil Romeo. And at that time, that was his competition.
No. Nobody looked at Lil Wayne like a kid rapper.
Listen,
he wasn't cussing for a long time.
Yeah. At a certain time, he was.
But
though.
He wasn't.
At a certain time,
I never looked at Lil Wayne like a kid rapper, though. He was just a young ass rapper.
That's why he was better, though.
We never looked at him. Like, he didn't have the Mickey Mouses and shit. He wasn't doing that.
I felt like Wayne was talented when he started to step out on his own. And we talking about the, what was it, 500 Degrees.
Wayne was always the best Hot Boy.
Lights Out era. Yeah.
The
right?
Block is Hot.
But then the Block is Hot, 500 Degrees was. I want to say the Block is Hot. The Block is Hot and Lights Out.
Those first two.
I want to say that was okay. He has great potential. And then here come, I feel like Gilly came, and then you got the SQ tapes. You got the SQ tapes, and then you got his Currency era. You got the Young Money with Currency era.
Squad era.
Then Carter One, where he had Gilly's chain on. I feel like his rapping style then is what changed people's perception of him.
No argument.
Yeah, probably.
I
was a Wayne. Wayne was my favorite Hot Boy.
As a Hot Boy, he was the least talented.
He was my favorite. Nah. I didn't like Twerk. I didn't care for Twerk. It was Juvie and Wayne. BG was ass until.
No. I didn't like BG.
I didn't like BG until.
Low key, there's no Hot Boys without BG.
Heart of the Streets.
Whoa. That was prime BG, but. Damn.
I didn't like BG.
And like Chopper City in the Ghetto?
No. I like original, BG. I like
it's
BG
all when, on you volume.
I like BG when he first left Cash Money and he dropped, I forget what project.
You like B Jizzle.
But yeah, I didn't like BG. I thought BG was.
I feel like I got I credit Gilly and I credit Cassidy all the time. I think in the early 2000s, battle rap was so big that everybody started to rap. Like Cass, they brought it to the mainstream. Cass couldn't do it because they was trying to make him a ladies' man. Mm-hmm. But they took his battle rap style and made it mainstream. Everybody started rapping like that. Ludacris, to this, it's been 30 years later, Ludacris still raps like that.
He still
I just saw
terrible.
A freestyle he did on IG. Still, same. He's
metaphorical. That's it.
And animated punches for and no metaphor, reason.
And, you know, blows up. What did he say?
Yeah, I ain't going
to. What word were you trying to say?
He said, what's that bar? Some blows up balloons. Some shit did Ludacris say that, everybody. It's on a My Chick Bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to stamp it. You know what I'm saying? The Gilly situation is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Coming gotta, down the street like a parade. Yeah. Macy's.
Listen, I know. But there's a clear awful. Philly influence there, though. I'll give you that. There's a clear Philadelphia influence on
yes.
the way that Wayne started to present himself at that time.
Wayne said he didn't get it from Gilly. He said he got it from the rapper from Chicago.
Twista.
Mickey.
Shauna.
Mickey. Mickey. Something like that.
Mickey Facts. Facts.
I don't know.
Gotta be. That's the only Mickey I know.
Yeah.
He said that's where he got his style from. He said he didn't get it from Gilly.
Gilly never did nothing, so it don't matter. Like even if he did, like Gilly didn't.
Don't disrespect.
Gilly didn't do nothing.
But even so, like
if he inspired the great, that's great.
I mean,
yeah, that's good.
We would be talking. We would like Drake say, man, it's a collective effort. You know what I'm saying? Like where would Jay be had he not come across a Jazz or a Nas? Where he completely changed the way he rapped.
Yeah.
Jay-Z in the beginning was garbage.
A lot of people like Reasonable Doubt. We're not talking about Jay-Z Reasonable Doubt.
He had changed his flow by the end. We talking about Hawaiian Sophie.
Nah, he talking about Jazz-O.
Hawaiian Sophie fame.
Yeah, I wasn't into no New York nigga. Jazz-O, Jay-Z. I don't really know it. I don't know that. I don't know that. No, I personally don't know that sound. I don't know Jay-Z sound until
it's super terrible.
Hard Knock Volume 2, terrible. Maybe.
I don't know nobody else. Do y'all know any rappers like change their style mid career or early career?
Tupac.
Shit.
Well, Drake does all the time.
What? Tupac.
Tupac rapped the fucking same the entire time. What
yeah,
are you talking about?
He was political at first, then he became.
He didn't change his style.
You talking about Substance or?
I mean, that's his style.
His
man.
Flow, like, his delivery.
I feel like Future did it.
You're talking about the flow, you're talking about his style. That's
like,
his style,
he always
right?
was making a certain type of music. That. Future did it because he always was making a certain type of music, but he upped it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He figured out a formula and figured out how to, like, okay, I'm going to up it. You know what I'm saying? And then there was no misses. And I still like that early music. You know what I'm saying? I still like the Dirty Sprite. You know what I'm saying? The first one and the Astronaut Status and all those old mixtapes. But, Panda. Like, but somewhere around 2014, around Monster is when he perfected that formula, and then he was able to up it, and then, okay, now I know what packet, like, what product I'm going to get at people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think. I know more R&B than, I know R&B than rappers. But Pac, man, you being disrespectful. Man. Pac never switched up. Pac came.
You're talking about his flow or you talking about his style? Because you said style.
Either or. I mean, when you talk about, the content, I mean, he came home to a full Death Row catalog. All he had to do was add verses. That really, to me, that was a mixtape. That don't count to me.
Like, what, Kanye West?
No, you talking
All
about
Eyes on Me. All Eyes on Me was more so a mixtape to me.
What about Machiavelli?
It really was Kanye a compilation. West.
Machiavelli was him full of rage. That wasn't the Pac that I knew. There's some joints on there.
So you can't keep making excuses for him. I love Pac, but you can't keep making excuses for him.
He's in a different life.
Machiavelli, you get political Pac, though. Don't do that.
White man's world.
Yeah, he was full of rage. You knew.
It's some political Pac in there. It's definitely some political Pac in Machiavelli.
Okay.
That's why I said on Twitter that we never got, people didn't understand what I was saying because I didn't put any context anyways. But I was saying that we never got the follow-up to Me Against the World. His first, God damn, nigga. His first three albums, the political content, what he was saying, and then to go from that to All Eyes on Me was a big jump. But it was because he came to a full catalog. He didn't have to really do nothing, honestly. Add some verses.
Okay.
But that's a mixtape. That's a double diss mixtape.
I feel like as far as
a compilation album.
Artists that have reinvented their style in the middle of their career, Kanye West. I feel like that'd be the
worst.
Never, no, not always. Not always. I mean, where he landed, you know what I'm saying? It's like flipping a coin. Like, okay, where he ended up landing, you could say that. But, like, not every time he flipped, he switched his style. It wasn't bad.
I look at Kanye different. I don't look at Kanye like he switched his style. I kind of feel like Kanye just kept evolving.
Yeah.
Kanye went from relatable to all out weird.
But you know what?
That's evolution.
But yeah, but like when you work, I'm hypothesizing here. But when you work for $1 billion, man, you got to be different.
You have to be different.
That shit got to change you, bro.
And it's not like he did it one album to the next.
Everybody ain't gonna take that pressure.
It was like a slow transition from album to album. Like,
but no one had to. No one, I think early Kanye, especially when the first three, I'm going to say the first three.
Yeah, the first three. That was a classic. Dark
Fantasy, trash.
No.
Oh, no, you're
doing
tripping.
Too much.
You're tripping. Trash. Yeah, right. Not you ready to go? Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Dark Twisted. That was literally.
I feel like Dark Twisted Fantasy is when people had to start forcing themselves to call his producing masterpieces. Nah. This is a masterpiece. This isn't an album. This is an experience. It's a masterpiece.
It was an experience, though.
Get the nigga, fuck out. That shit was
the
weird.
The Good Fridays, the production on that shit is crazy, bro. It is. See, the production on that shit is crazy. Power is crazy.
Power, nigga. Yes.
That shit is crazy, nigga. Like.
There's not too many Kanye albums I like, so it don't matter.
It don't matter. Skinny don't like it.
I'm with you.
I get on the drum machine and make Power for me.
Now that's different.
No, he's
that's
a hell different. Of a producer. I don't mean I like the project.
I think a bunch of things can be true. I can appreciate the producing and say the song is complete, or the song or the album is completely garbage.
But that's going way too far.
DJs need to listen to the models. You ain't got no fucking Easy in your Serato. Like, this nigga was speaking on the intro track. Like, I don't know.
Just say it didn't move you.
Yeah,
but it's not garbage.
I only like one Kanye album through and through, and that's for The Life of Pablo.
See, and that's
real
different.
Friends. That shit, though.
See, everybody has a different answer, though.
That is true.
Everybody has a different answer, and that's what lets you know that okay, this is a talented person.
You got a favorite Ye song?
Wolves.
That was on Pablo, wasn't it?
Yep.
That shit was hard.
Wolves is my favorite Kanye song.
See, and I love Kanye, and I like that song, but that's. Shit, you can give me a list of 50 and they might not even make it.
What's at the top of your list?
Shit. Late.
On late registration?
Yeah, it was like a bonus track. I'll be late. Cameron?
Oh, that was after the track with Cameron.
Nah, that shit was like a. It was.
Oh, that shit was called Gone.
Yeah, nah, it's late. Shit. Kanye got too many, though. You know what I'm saying?
Skinny, you don't like none of Ye shit?
No, what?
No, you got Ye track? No, Ye track. I'm just saying song.
There's not a Kanye song that I go to. Like, I fuck with his first album. I like
Feature.
Okay.
Nah.
Ivan.
Homecoming.
Okay, trash.
Mm-mm. Homecoming trash. That piano is nuts.
Good Morning Fire.
Mainstream.
That's a fire album.
Mainstream.
That's a good album. Mainstream.
You know what?
And it's the build in that album. That's why I like that album.
You know what's the weirdest song to me today? And for the life of me, I do not understand how this song became a hit.
What album?
No, I'm gonna try to guess. Song.
I know what album it's on.
It ain't on. I don't know. I don't know what album it's on.
All right, fucking up the trivia.
I just want to rock.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the shit.
Yeah. TikTok. TikTok.
I'm listening on the radio like, when does the fucking song start, bro? How did this make the radio?
But
bro,
music is going in a different direction.
But you know what? It's coming back full circle, Stone. Bro. You remember Summer Madness? Cool in the Gang. Ain't no song.
There's no hook or verse to I just want to rock.
I just want to listen to shit that feels good, man.
No hook. It's
body yada yada.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, that's how the whole song is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You thought it dropped, huh?
It's like a build up.
You know what
I'm
saying? You seen the snippets and shit and thought it dropped at some point? No, there is no drop. That's the whole song. You heard it. Like, the TikTok you seen, that was the whole song.
That's it.
That's the entire song.
TikTok ruining music, man.
But it took me so long to realize the thong song was just one repeat after repeat.
With the chord change, with the key change, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's.
I think I sing it again. I told you he was going to sing it again.
I don't have no problem with that, though. Music don't have to be.
First, though.
You know what I'm saying? We get, like, artists get bored making the same shit over and over. You know what I'm saying? The same verse, chorus structure. So it's like, I think it's kind of dope that you can get in the studio and unfinish some shit that's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? It's just a vibe. He might have went in and tried to finish it and it didn't sound right. The one that they was listening to with just him going crazy and just doing the ad-libs and shit, that was the one that they liked. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one that ended up coming out.
For it to be on the radio. For that to become a radio.
It's not, it's, yeah. It's,
it was a disrespect that followed. Yeah.
That's wild.
It threw me off on the radio.
Like, this is the new Philadelphia anthem. But y'all are so disrespectful to Meek Mill for this.
Man, these kids look
somebody
at...
Somebody needs to dethrone him.
Fun. These kids look at Uzi different, bro.
So he learned the lyrics.
I'm in that stage, you know what I'm saying? I'm 34. I'm in that stage where I can see how people... Like, you can't tell the OGs about Rakim. I went back and did my homework on Rakim, but niggas will argue to death about Rakim and KRS-One. They will argue to the death about how dope they were. I'm the same way when it comes to
Nas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's what's different is like my generation is the same way like that about like niggas like Kendrick, right? But then if I'm talking to a nigga younger than me, he gonna be like
young
nigga.
Boy.
Yeah, he gonna be like nigga Kendrick a scrub. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I'm gonna be like, nigga, what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it evolves. You know what I'm saying? So people like what they, you know.
Young Boy got our kids in a chokehold.
Rod, he'd just be crying.
I'm like, Lord, I'm mercy.
But going back to your point, man, like Summer Madness and shit like that was like.
I'm trying to remember Summer.
That Madness. Was arm. Summer Madness is the Will Smith. God damn, it's the Will Smith.
Summertime
sample.
Oh, the Summertime sample.
He talked to him.
No, when you saying Summer Madness, I'm thinking about when Bow Wow then with that show. Jesus.
Oh no!
I was thinking about that's the show Summer Madness.
So Summer Madness
was like a big ass like
Summer Madness is a straight instrumental. It's a straight instrumental.
Okay.
No hook. No.
That's
song
the one. That's the one. It's kind of associated with like, California a lot.
Yeah.
It's on. Or like Riding High.
You hear them all like when good movies.
But see, that's R&B though. For Uzi to do the same thing and get it on the radio as a hip hop song. I hate the song.
Damn.
But I hate it so much, I started really paying attention. And I was like, how the fuck did this get on the radio?
It make people move. I don't hate nothing that makes people move. Like, if I might not understand it, but them people get to shaking their hips and doing that little dance, shit. If it make you feel like that, like, it's one of them things. Like, I might not understand it, but it's like, it's a vibe for somebody.
What is your generation? I just want to rock.
Shit, dreams and nightmares.
I'm starting to learn it more.
Yeah,
I'm not as lost.
Hey, let's have rehearsal this weekend, bro. We gotta get this shit together.
I just know when the music gonna drop, like when the beat gonna drop.
Wait a minute.
Words. I just know the feeling.
Like I was in high school.
I turned my enemies to memories.
Yeah,
I see you. He do no more.
That was one of the ones like early morning practicing on the bus in high school. Like that was.
Yeah, I could never get into.
They used to pay on the bus in high school.
Or maybe some Sosa.
Oh, Chief Keef.
On the
they had Bluetooth speakers, bro.
Yeah. I was like, what did y'all do?
They got karaoke machines on the bus.
Yeah, turn that shit off.
I'll never forget where I was when I first heard Love Sosa.
Well, I thought Sosa was a 35-year-old band. Like when I first heard that nigga voice was so deep, I thought that nigga was. Like a grown ass man.
See him next week?
And then I was like, shit, he might.
You want to see him next week?
Where he
sold out now. Is he here?
Where he at? I didn't even know.
What would you say your generation?
Ooh, I have no idea. Dreams and nightmares?
No, I just want to rock. Like, just.
A song that just took over?
Yeah.
Probably like In the Club. I don't know.
Jesus, that was big.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah.
I played that shit like crazy too.
Yeah. When Beyonce remixed it, you knew it was like insane.
I wish I was outside for that one.
I forgot about that. Fuck.
Yeah, that was big.
But he did something on debate, so she couldn't capitalize off of it. I
don't think she was trying to. It was just like a mixtape type of deal. Like, that was when mixtapes were huge at the time. So everybody was trying to just do their own version.
Wasn't
trying to make no money.
I'm old, so probably like some Chubby Checker or something.
Who is that?
I can mash potato.
Hey,
please. I ain't even knock gonna
be. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Child.
Name another song. I need. I need something that I know. I do not know.
Some Frankie Lyman.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Why do fools fall in love?
Yeah, that shit. That's what I grew up on.
Jeez, that's crazy.
I'm old, man.
Black and white. That nigga ain't that old.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck outside.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Not that old.
Skinny.
I don't believe that.
Thong song. I hated that shit.
Yeah.
And it took over. Like, you couldn't go nowhere without fucking Thong Song being played. Like most popular song was Thong Song.
Ivy.
Where the fucking party at?
Jagged Edge. Oh, man.
That was huge.
Hey, we still ain't escaped.
At the same time, you had Peaches and Cream.
Peaches and Cream was a hit.
Peaches and Cream was crazy, too.
Peaches and Cream. What the fuck party at was one, too?
I know my shit now.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't act like, don't do that. Peaches and Cream,
Peaches
where the party
and cream was
on
not
the same
good,
fucking boat.
They were in the same boat.
They on the same boat.
Macho?
Country Grammar.
Woo! Yeah.
Country Grammar.
Yep.
It was E.I.
I could see that.
E.I. was that one boy.
Oh, it was Country Grammar during that time. Like,
oh.
Nelly had a hell of a run.
Yeah,
my first
did.
Time hearing Country Grammar.
That
was,
first album ain't Diamond for nothing.
Was over Mystical. Was over a Mystical beat. It was a Country Grammar song, but it was over the Mystical, the Man Right Here beat. That was my first time. Nah. That's like when DJ mixtapes and shit was out and shit.
I can't remember nothing else on that album, though, other than them two songs.
On what?
Oh, Ride With Me. Yeah, Ride With Me on that one, right?
Mm-hmm. Nah, like he had
Time out, time out. Y'all mad at my memory?
No, no, he had Batter Up.
She thinky, thinky, girl. I got.
This, y'all help me out, though.
I got three.
Batter Up, yeah.
I have three.
Go ahead, bro.
One. Well, you niggas got some deep throat. Bro, God damn.
Big throat diva.
Shit.
She heard she ain't even got headphones on.
The first one.
How you get three, though?
Number one stunner.
That's my shit.
Number one stunner was crazy.
That's my shit.
Wow.
Yup.
I wrote our school
Kings
song
of
to that
was
shit.
Super big. Shake Your Ass.
Mystical.
That's a big one. And then all of these is in the 2000.
Yeah.
So this is mine.
Of course.
Real Slim Shady.
Mm.
Real Slim Shady was crazy. I was in high school by the time In the Club came out. Real Slim Shady, I was in my, yeah.
And your white
coming
savior
in,
mode.
I got grade you was in.
Who got
Real
one more?
Slim Shady, I was probably in the eighth grade.
I got one more.
That shit was everywhere.
I hated that song so bad.
Bounce that ass. My senior year.
Master P?
You couldn't go couldn't go to a party here in the city and not hear it.
Bounce that ass.
That was on some local shit.
Desert Squad.
Bounce, bounce, bounce. But well,
you
bounce,
you
bounce.
Go
what?
Nowhere in the city.
Oh, God.
And not hear it.
Nah, for real. That's crazy.
Only one I. All you see is my dust is the only one I.
But that's
you
when
you just learned that song.
But that's
within
when
the last few years.
That's when Back That Ass Up was like big too.
Same time.
Yeah. Same time. So you would hear like it's crazy. Like you'll go on parties and you'll hear them back to back.
I would love to hear Back That Ass Up in its prime in clubs.
Because contrary to popular crazy. Belief and what the memes were saying,
house parties.
You didn't hear Cash Money Records taking over for the because that was only on the clean version. On the dirty version, all you heard was doom.
Yeah.
Doom, you really, doom. And they always made their way to the flow.
You really don't know what
sight.
You're asking for, though. Because when Back That Ass Up was in his prime, Velour was also in his prime. So that kind of motion mixed
fact.
In with that kind of material.
It sounds sweaty.
Come on. I'm here for that, though.
It never stopped
in a club,
us.
In a club environment.
It never stopped us.
In a club environment, if your vagina don't have a little twang on it,
I don't want
my
it.
Job.
I don't want it.
I didn't do my job.
I don't want it.
I pass.
I feel like I that was can't. More of like when they had the little tennis skirts. The jean tennis skirts was
no,
more
is,
in around like, the, around that time.
This is velour. This is
the
baby,
jean
the
tennis
baby
skirts.
Fat coats with the Yeah. Fur around the hood.
It's only that. It's back that ass up.
Abortion jackets.
It's back that ass up. And I would have loved to. I would have loved to just experiment one time. Experience one time why they banned tear the club up. In clubs. Those are the only two club scenarios. Those are the only two songs that I wish I would have been. I could have been around to see why.
Shit was risky.
You know what song was a headlock coming up? Like had everybody was sipping on some scissor. Like sipping on some scissor, sip, and I hated them niggas.
The baton,
you had to play it, like you had to listen to it, like, and I hated them.
I'm trill working the wheel, a pimp, not a simp. Keep the dope things higher than the Goodyear blimp.
No, I fuck with the baton. I fuck with 3-6. I don't hold UGK in that high of a regard.
Wake up, Ivan.
Me myself, I kind of felt like Pimp C was a little on the overrated.
Bun B was the rapper.
Overrated, but. You don't hold UGK on the same high regard as you hold 3-6 Mafia.
Man, bro, UGK.
Fuck no.
Hell no. But
what?
that's another nostalgia
that's
pick, though.
Crazy.
3-6 Mafia is top two group of all time, and they might not be two.
Oh, talk
that's
your shit.
Insane. When you talk about popularity, influence, hits,
they check off a lot of boxes.
3-6 has done some shit.
Come on, man, what are we talking about?
UGK don't check off the same boxes.
They didn't have
not popularity, like hits, and influence. Fuck no.
There's nobody coming out the south to this day don't speak on Pimp and fucking
he ain't here no
Bun
more.
B and UGK. And when Webby first came out, that was all
he got
Pimp.
Kidnapped before he got deep passed.
Man, when Webby first came out, that was
well,
all
Master
Pimp.
Master P kidnapped UGK.
What?
Snatched him up.
That's wild. Wow. I definitely got UGK over it. 3-6.
I just feel like we hear 3-6 sound like
every, especially now.
3-6 sound like, and the sound we hear now is it has evolved from you know what I'm saying, from UGK it like derivatively, but 3-6 sound is like you could play a Juicy J beat from 30 years ago in the club today, and that shit sound like a Key Glock beat that just came out. Like it sound like some Memphis shit. It sound like. Their style has been recreated and really trap music. That's the birth of trap music, really, is Memphis. You know what I'm saying? When you really think about it, the sound, now the subject matter comes from, you know what I'm saying? But the sound, the drums that we still using today is Juicy J drums.
The whole Chopped and Screwed era is UGK.
But that's not DJ as popular. Screw. That's not as popular.
That's not UGK.
I'm talking about trap music.
All that with Pimp. All that with Pimp. Michael Watts, all them niggas put all that shit with Pimp. Yeah,
I don't know. Like I said, derivatively influence wise, but I'm talking about the mute. Like you could take sip it, like you can take these beats.
No, I agree.
You could take the tear you know what I'm saying? You could take these beats and play them nowadays and they sound like they just came out.
Yeah, that's why when Mumble Rap came out, Juicy J became the man.
Yeah, for sure.
There ain't no bone without Tommy Wright. What are we talking about?
We don't know who that is. So
we don't know who that is.
We don't know who that is.
That's, Tommy Wright is from Memphis that made that was one of the originators of that style.
Knock it off.
You went on like this little thing, like where you went like
come
the
on,
rabbit
man.
Hole or whatever you do, and then you just stuck with that.
I've always said they got that style from Memphis.
I know.
I've always said that. I've been saying that since day one.
I know.
I didn't know who the person was until I found
time,
out.
And you won't let it go. But
that's where they got that style from.
Nah, when you played that shit, I was like, yeah, nah.
Tommy Wright and Lord Infamous. Come on, man.
That's not it.
Bone.
Stop it.
Bone what though?
Thugs and Harmony.
The Mumble shit?
All that shit came from Bone. So that's where your Futures and your Migos and so on and so forth. They're fruit from the
Migos
bone tree.
Migos is all Lord Infamous.
That sound nuts.
What are you talking about?
They're all fruit from the bone tree.
And niggas is going to twist before they go to Bone.
No, they not.
Nah, Future is more so the Dungeon family. You feel me?
Yeah, that's like, all them niggas. That's why I can't put Outkast.
He may have come up through Organized Noise, but he don't sound like none of the niggas. He don't sound like nobody in Organized Noise.
I feel like he sound closer than that than Bone. He don't sound like Bone.
Who does he sound like in Organized Noise?
He sound closer to an Atlanta sound, like a
who in Organized Noise? Does he sound more like CeeLo? Or does he sound more like Busy Bone?
Who?
Future.
He doesn't sound like Busy Bone.
He don't sound like Big Gip either. He He doesn't sound like Kujo. He doesn't sound like Cool Breeze. He sounds like
actually,
nobody.
Actually, he got more of that sound to him than especially in his
he
earlier
got
music.
More of a Gibb. Now that you say
yeah.
Gibb, definitely got more of a Gibb,
especially in his older music.
Definitely.
You ain't listening.
Panda was a hit.
Have you listened to some old Future?
No.
How are you disagreeing?
I listen to March Madness.
You listen to Panda.
That's Future it. Got definitely more. He got a Gibb though. He definitely got a Gibb. Like Gibb was like the. Gibb had like a sound like that you just remembered every time Gibb came on it, and I think Future.
I've never heard
if it ain't CeeLo.
Future not the same.
I've never heard it. I've never heard Future sound like
he do. He do.
He sounds like
he do got a lot of Gibb.
And I wouldn't got that song. He got that song. What you call it when Andre 3000 and they go back and forth and you damn near can't tell the difference between them.
Who?
Future.
Oh, Kendrick and Baby King.
Future. He go back and forth with Andre 3000 and you can't tell the difference.
What is song?
Like it's they going back and forth.
But that's this is the reason why I can't hold for what they've done, the accomplishments they've done, they've had, you can't argue. But this is why I can't put Outkast up there. Because y'all were part of one of the greatest collectives ever. It's almost like when Tupac walked into Death Row and some shit was just handed to you. Y'all was handed some greatness. Now, did y'all capitalize on it? Did y'all accomplish what y'all needed to accomplish? Yes, but them records was kind of like.
But that's kind of unfair to say because then you give Drake a pass and say that, you know, he also says it's a collective effort to be in the GOAT.
Yes.
You call him the GOAT, but you can't give Outkast that same regard, like you can't look at it at them the same.
Come on, Shane, you talking your shit today? Okay,
and you just gave Wayne, his flowers early in this episode, and we know that was a collective.
I'm confused as why they don't like meet those standards.
Because I feel like they had everything was pretty much. I want to say the first two albums, but I'm gonna say the first three for sure. First three, it was these are dungeon.
That's how albums is made.
Exactly.
That's how albums is made. That's how Tupac albums was made. That's how Biggie albums was made.
You wouldn't take nothing away from Snoop or none of that was created in Death Row for those same.
If Drake came, if you came down and sat down and said, Snoop, I got a whole album for you. Cool. But all of a sudden, but he came, Andre 3000, who can actually make a beat more than Snoop Dogg can actually produce some shit himself, actually produced on these records. You know what I'm saying? He don't get the credit for doing.
But see, I'm looking at it like okay.
He got to get in it. Jimi Hendrix, right? He got to get in it. Jimi Hendrix and play the guitar on every track.
Because I'm looking at it like oftentimes I feel like the talented ones get overlooked, right? And I think the one thing that I couldn't do.
Them niggas wasn't Andre. Neither of them. Them niggas wasn't neither Andre.
I get that 100%. He's just different. But the thing that I wouldn't be able to handle in a group. Music anyways, but in a group is for someone to tell me it's not my time. I got a joint, but it's not my time. And well, that's how I felt like so many of those. If I had to give my record away, if you were part of a collective, but you knew it was not your time, and you had to give your record away, something that you knew was hot, could you do it?
100%.
But
Royce did it.
And then can you do that when their diamond project is Speaker Box and Love Below, and the Love Below is completely something else.
That was because of Hey Ya and Roses. That really were, those were, them records was just.
So we gonna discredit everything the man do?
The Love Below is trash. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
You crazy. So disrespectful.
That shit. You crazy. Big trash.
So you just don't like Andre 3000.
Right.
No, exactly. No. I say the change in Andre 3000 to me.
That creativity is completely different from Dungeon Family, though.
The change in Andre. Andre started to be relatable, like, okay, this nigga's good. Is when he had disappeared for a while.
Came back with all the features.
And then he popped up with the features, and he did. The first one was to Walk It Out.
Yeah.
Right.
And then throw some D's.
Then it was like, you know what?
Walk it out like a Usher.
Okay. You say he might be something different.
I mean, that's why I never make him like my, like, if it's a top rap list, like he's not the top rapper, but if we talking creativity and what came, like he was creative. Like, yeah. The Love Below was a creative-ass project.
I feel like he's in that box almost like a Frank Ocean. Like, he could be the greatest if he competed.
Exactly.
But he don't compete.
He don't compete.
You know what I'm saying? He chooses not to compete. And it almost gives him that mystique of like a somebody who doesn't really have to compete. So it kind of keeps him at a where he want to be. He don't necessarily want to be the for sure greatest. He want to be the guy that could have been the greatest.
You watch sports?
Yeah.
Y'all sports.
For sure.
Frank Ocean reminds me, he's the R&B version of Derek Carr. Derek Carr was balling. I feel like the Raiders gave him that contract too fast. Downhill.
He chilled up.
Frank Ocean was regarded as one of the greats too fast. And he ain't been able to do nothing since.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I think certain people just don't, like, shit, it's not about your, like, your version of my of their legacy. If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? That's his legacy. Like, he don't have to, he don't feel like, shit, Kendrick Lamar doing it right now. He just came back last year to compete, but he had to show niggas, like, the falling off for a minute was to let niggas know, like, hey, I really don't have to compete. I could go off for I could fall off for 5 years, and can you find somebody to replace me?
The gap between Drake and Kendrick is kind of widening.
Shit. I would say he always been in a big three conversation though. You know what I'm saying? And he'll stay in there.
I would say Drake.
For a while it was Drake, Cole and Kendrick, but I think Cole out of there. I think it's Future.
I think Cole
would be the four or fifth spot. God, like,
damn, he put Future.
That's
I'm just saying as far as
I ain't never heard that.
As far as
either Wale or Big Sean in there, but
fuck no.
That's Wale? Not like that's not where the culture
they ain't never been there.
They've progressed past.
Wale.
At one point in time,
Wale and Big Sean ain't never.
At one point in time,
three.
But he was four. But Big Sean
definitely.
Big Sean had it.
Was
Big Sean occupied that space though of like that top?
I'm like the five for sure. Like they was a part of that five.
It was on the freshman.
But now I'm saying Cole is getting shuffled. You know what I'm saying around in that right now. I'm just being honest, but. I feel like somebody like Kendrick is somebody who can say, okay, I can go back for 5 years and still hold this position. The top five, I might be number five, but I'm not going to be six.
Yeah, and just give his
that
music to his cousin.
That album kind of came and went. Drake has been more...
But a lot of music comes and goes. Like that Drake and 20, that Drake and 21 Savage, that went away very quickly.
Oh, it
no, it did not.
That was a lie.
They got two of them singles simultaneously playing every single day.
Yeah, that shit is on the radio.
I'm waiting when we going to have this Rihanna conversation again.
About what?
About what?
Y'all say she drops, she doing a Billy.
If she drop?
Yes.
If she drop a project?
Billion stream drive the gate.
If she drop a project... Rihanna is gonna go crazy. I think
Rihanna's gonna go crazy.
They're waiting on Rihanna. All right. Still, even after the
it's the Navy, ho.
Even after the Super Bowl. All
right.
They wanted to talk about the two babies. They gonna listen for just the second baby.
I think the Super Bowl probably revved it up a little bit more because people went back and really started streaming all them
trash
old songs.
And then she came back at the Oscars. Trash performance.
She performed at the Oscars.
All her streams went up like. Crazy. That's what happened when you go to Super Bowl, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Man, tell the people, man, where they can find you, man. Find your music and shit, man.
You can find me Kiari Stone on everything. K-I-A-R-I Stone on everything. I mean, Apple, SoundCloud, and all my socials is that same handle. You feel me?
So. I appreciate you. You smooth ass nigga, man.
Appreciate you.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not now. We've been in here a couple hours, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, man, where can they find y'all at, man? What's going on?
Y'all can find me both on IG and Twitter at Shayna_Candy. That's SHAYNA_KANTII.
ComedianMacho.com.
SkinnyJr777 on Instagram. Oh, shit. Cole7 on YouTube. View7 Network on YouTube.
Just call me Spence. It's up there. Views from the 7 on Twitter. views from the underscore seven on Instagram. Views from the 7 underscore 7 on TikTok. Views from the 7 on Facebook. Ivan, Big Bundy, You got to put a couple more S's on that 49ers, man. That shit stretching.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Today?
It's 49ers. You put that Jacquees on it.
You are a black for a reason. We know.
49ers. You got to put that Jacquees on it.
You are a black for a reason. I feel you.
Where can they find you at?
Can't.
Nigga, ooh, yes, they can.
God.
Stop lying to these people.
Tomorrow, I'll be doing a red carpet for Vegas Stories 2, The Hard Way.
Salute.
Sunday. I'm sorry. Sunday, I'll be doing the backyard.
That's tomorrow.
I thought it was Friday. You got a kickball game coming up, man.
Sunday, the backyard.
You in the movie?
No, I'm just doing a red carpet.
Oh, you just asking questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's dope, man. What's tomorrow? Friday?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Hey, man, I'm in vacation mode already, man. Hey, next week, man, we up out of here. Peace.
Peace.